gathered into small.
They were tied in bundles, and then you took the bundles and stacked them together in the fields.
And when they were stacked together, this made of what?
Wheat shock, I guess.
Where were cows kept in this area generally?
Well, in the in a pen near the barn, or out in the field, or in the pasture.
Did they have any special building?
Oh, they put them in the barn, as far as I know, in bad weather.
Are you familiar with any term for a place where they'd pen cows or stake them if they were going to milk?
A corral.
How about the horses? Where were they?
Maybe kept? I got that from modern TV. I don't know.
You know, I find that to be quite frequent. I talked to a man about a group of saddle horses that cowboys would have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any term for this? Each cowboy would have maybe 10 horses?
Oh, yeah. I know what it is. String.
Yeah.
Or, that's one term.
The guy said, well, I call it a Bermuda. And I thought, gee, that's funny. And he got talking. He said, I heard that on Maverick.
Yeah. It's quite an educational tool, this television.
Yeah. And where would the horses be?
Well, a corral, I think, would cover that, too, as far as I know.
How about the hogs and the pigs? You mentioned a sty. Would this be the shelter, or would this just be the enclosure?
I'd call it a pig pen rather than a sty.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a farmer who raised cows for milk and butter?
Dairyman.
Better get a number here so I don't get lost. How about the general area about the barn? Just the place in the front and maybe at the sides where it's not fenced or anything. I know when I was a boy, this was the barnyard.
Barnyard, yes.
But down in the southern part of the state, frequently it's the lot. Well, just out there in the lot.
Well, barnyard would be more familiar to me.
You've got a lot of these terms from your dad and his Illinois background. Probably, though, there are a lot of other people with the same speech background here. What kinds of fences were there around here when you were born?
They were mostly wire fences, barbed wire.
Any wooden ones around here?
Very few.
The boards up and down?
The fences near the barn or around the house would be wooden.
Well, what would you call a fence like this?
Oh. Well, the name comes to my mind is picket fence, but that, I believe that would be more vertical slats.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any fences made out of logs that were split and then hooked together like this?
No.
Zigzag off?
I don't believe so.
What would that be called?
I don't know.
In a barbed wire fence, what was the wire connected to here?
Posts.
And how were these put in the ground? Well, before I do that, let me ask you how it was secured, with little pieces of wire or?
No, staples.
Uh-huh. What did you call those as a boy?
Oh, steeples, I suppose.
That's very, very common.
Is it? What? That's not to correct. Is there a word like that?
Yeah, steeple.
Is that the name of it?
A lot of people use it. It's the staple has just become a steeple. I was up in Hunter, I think. I went into Farmer's Co-op there, the big store in town.
Yeah.
And they had a barrel out there, and it said steeples, 30 cents a pound, steeples. How were these